My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right. You know what that music means? It's 8 o'clock. It's not 9 o'clock on a Saturday, Billy. It's 8 o'clock on a Friday. That means our good friend John Feinstein is joining us. John, how are you doing, buddy?
Morning, Jason. How's everybody doing?
We're good. How was your week? How's everything going down there at Longwood?
Well, it's been hectic because I won't bore you with details. I may write a book on it, but yesterday we finally closed on the house.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And
congrats.
We start moving in this weekend, and once that's done, I will feel a lot more settled and ready to live here. But the place where we've been, as I told you guys, is very nice. But, you know, it's an Airbnb. It's not home. So we actually started to move in a little bit yesterday, and we'll continue through the weekend, and then the movers will move us from the storage facility to the house on Monday, and hopefully we'll be done.
Let me just knock out the Golfdom read. I want to make sure we get that.
Yeah, sorry, we forgot to mention the sponsor.
Yeah, John, brought to you, by Golfdom. We all love Golfdom. Mm-hmm. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Today, visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for all golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. There you go.
Fall golf is the best, by the way. I love fall golf. You know, the weather cools off and the trees are turning colors. It's just
the only thing is you could lose balls in the leaves. It gets annoying.
Exactly.
Hey, I wanted to tell you the story quick, John. So I told the boys because I was out at Pebble Beach and played.
Right, I heard you had a hell of a time getting there.
that was interesting, but I got lucky. I played once at Spyglass and twice at Pebble Beach, but then my wife and daughters met me out in Napa, and we stayed at the Silverado Resort where they have the PGA Tour event in the fall.
Right.
And my wife and I were just taking a walk in the morning on the golf course, and we were walking the back nine. It was early, so there was no one on the course, but a golf cart comes up behind me. And
Johnny Miller.
Oh, you heard the story.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't heard the story, but I know that's where he lives.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Johnny Miller. And we talked for a few minutes. I was stunned. It's the last person I expected, and I had no idea that he lived out there.
Expect to come driving up on an early morning walk.
And Johnny was picking up balls, right?
Yeah, he had a ball retriever. Yeah.
What is he doing?
I think he may own that golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And he's always been, you know, on the telecast. He's always been one, even when he retired from broadcasting, he's always been one of the main guys.
Yeah. Well, I asked him where he lived.
Sort of like Nicholas at the Memorial.
Yeah. I asked him where he lived because I live in Pebble Beach, but I have a condo here in Napa, and it was the condo right next to the ones that we rented out. It was so
nice.
So small worldish. But
no, he no longer owns it, but I think he did at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all.
Anyway, I just thought that you would think that.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Right. I don't blame him.
I knew you would think that was interesting. So.
Any thoughts on, you know, I tweeted this yesterday. You know, they had the joint scrimmage with the Dolphins. Jaden, I don't know if you saw any of the reports, but apparently he was on fire in the red zone. 5 straight touchdown passes on 5 straight drives. Literally, and I'm not saying that it's not warranted. Every report is glowing. Like, he's playing great, great kid, shows up early, guys are drawn to him, he's humble, and he's playing great on top of it. But it's almost getting too crazy now, John. Like, I feel like even personally, I have to dial down my expectations because he's a rookie and I know he's going to struggle. But my God, this guy's getting unbelievable reports.
Well, there's two factors here. One, he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most important factor. But second, this is Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys were around all those marches when they clinched the Super Bowl with their free agent signings.
Yeah.
People tend to go overboard. I wrote a column yesterday about the Oakland A's and how they've really been very respectable, given that their owner is trying to destroy them. And, you know, they've got better records than a couple teams, way better, obviously, than the White Sox. And that all you ever hear in Washington is about this great rebuilding the Nats are doing. It's now in its 5th year. And the Nats' record right now is 4 games better than the A's, who are going through an unbuilding. It's just Washington. I don't know. For some reason, we have always had a small-town mentality in our media, whether it's radio, TV, newspapers, it's just the way it is. And I joked with people that Jaden Daniels is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame before he plays a game, based on the kind of media reports you're talking about. Now, I'm not saying he won't be good.
I agree.
Robert Griffin, remember, was great his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
He was the rookie of the year. He got the team into the playoffs. And then the injury happened, and then all the controversy and, you know, his father getting involved. But there's reason to hope. I mean, for one thing, Jaden Daniels is a quarterback of a team not owned by Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand everybody getting on the bandwagon. I mean, they're doing the same thing in Chicago with Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not at all surprised, put it that way.
But you know what, John? Here's where it's a little bit different. I actually think it's more than just the local people. I think the local people are actually, at least the media, they're trying to keep it in check. The fans, we might be getting carried away.
Well, that's possible, but the fans usually respond to what they hear in the media.
Right.
But the national media is on him. They're reporting great things. The Dolphin media yesterday was like, oh my God, this guy, wow, they really got something there.
Well, as I said, I think he's good.
Yeah.
And I think if he was bad or mediocre or something, then we would probably know that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been good. He's got a great attitude. He seems to be a really good kid. So there's reason for hope. Put it that way. I think there's reason for hope.
Right, right.
And the other thing is, with the coaching staff, you know, you just know that they're going to be more prepared each week. They're better coached. They just are. And then Kingsbury, I know you like Bieniemy, but Kingsbury, I think, is going to have more of a grasp of the talent around him. And I think the game plan is going to be more balanced. And, you know, they're not going to make Jaden Daniels drop back 45 times a game.
Well, the other question, though, Jason, is the offensive line.
Yep.
What you don't want is your talented rookie quarterback getting crushed.
Correct.
And the coaching staff needs to be aware of that. And that was, you know, that was the problem last year. They couldn't run the football. They were forced, I think, to pass as much as they did. And the offensive line wasn't capable of protecting Sam Howell.
John, you mentioned RG3 in his rookie year, and that certainly was the best year we've had here in a long time. But then he transitioned eventually into TV, and I'm sure you've seen that ESPN has let him go. What's fascinating about it is they claim it's financial, but by all accounts, they're going to pay out his contract. So how's that financial?
Yeah, you know, the only time people at ESPN lie is when they open their mouths.
Right.
And, you know, they let go a lot of people. They hire a lot of people. I mean, I can't keep track of who's working for them or who's not working for them. I thought he was fine. I didn't think he was great. I thought he was fine. especially doing color. He's better doing color than, you know, on a desk doing analysis. But this it's never surprising when ESPN fires people. I mean, it's sort of what they do, and then they lie about it. You know, it's financial, and of course it's not financial. We're talking Disney here, fellows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're still paying.
They
John
have the money. Yeah. When they want to have the money.
Yeah, they're still paying Susie Colbert, Jalen Rose, Jeff Van Gundy, and Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
All sitting at home collecting checks.
Great gig, yeah, if you can get it.
And I told you about Keyshawn. Keyshawn Johnson signed an $18 million deal, John, and they let him go, and he got every penny.
Yeah, well, and they just decide, you know, it's like a kid with a new toy. They decide they want a new toy, whomever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, this toy's old. Let's get a new one in here. And then they say, oh, it's financial. It's not financial.
No.
I mean, you guys just made the point about the contracts they've paid off. I wish they'd fired me.
Yeah, part of me wishes I'd get fired and get paid for 3 years or whatever. That'd be amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Guaranteed cash.
You know what's funny, John? I've never really asked you about this, but I think you and Kornheiser are still friendly. I know you guys sometimes have your moments, but longtime friend of yours, right? I was thinking about this the other day. If I was Tony Kornheiser and I've had this remarkable long career, why is he still grinding? Why? I mean, he's got more money than God. Why?
Does he just love it?
Job.
Huh? Yeah,
he loves it.
And he likes doing it. I mean, it's that simple. You're right. He's got plenty of money. He's got a really nice house in Rehoboth.
Yeah.
He loves to play golf.
Yeah, just play golf. What a pain in the ass. I don't know. It just seems like a pain in the ass to do that show.
Well, he doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
And then Wilbon doesn't either. They both like doing it. You know, they like the attention. They like the money.
Yeah, I like that.
They're making a lot. But they enjoy doing it. I've asked Tony the question, you know, why are you still working? You don't need to work. And his answer is he likes doing it. He enjoys doing it. And, you know, that's why I still write for the Post. Because I like doing it. It's not like they pay me a heck of a lot of money. They pay me very fairly, but I don't do that aspect of my job for the money. I do it because I still enjoy it. I still get an adrenaline surge writing on a daily deadline.
I get it.
Maybe because I've done it for so long. But we're all different. And Tony and Mike enjoy doing the show.
God bless him.
Well, Mike's 10 years younger than Tony.
Yeah, but Tony's like getting up there. But here's the thing, and he's good at it. He's great. You know, whatever. Remarkable career. But we all know.
He's had a remarkable career. You're right.
Remarkable career. I'm not taking a shot at him. I know from TV and like limited stuff we've done in TV through the years, especially like with ESPN, they're a pain in the ass. There's no way they're just. Like he's got to really pay attention to what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. You got to have all their B rolls and everything. They got to have all these meetings. A
lot of prep.
Oh my God, that show's got to be a huge pain in the ass.
It's only a half hour show. Yeah. It's probably hours of prep each day.
You know, it's been easier. Ironically, it's been easier since the pandemic because Tony spent most of the last few years doing the show from home.
Mm, right,
and that's a lot easier than driving downtown. Although he does now on occasion drive downtown, but. And Wilbon is, you know, has home studios all over the world.
Yeah, no, he does.
God bless him.
So many houses.
Yeah.
Hey, we spent some time yesterday talking about this back and forth that Ted Leonsis had with Kevin Sheehan and Tom Lavero about the Olympics. Would John Feinstein be a fan of the Olympics coming to D.C.?
A fan of the Olympics in what context?
In D.C.
Coming to D.C. Ted thinks D.C. should make a major play.
That's a good question. Sure, why not? I don't think it'll happen ever. I mean, the Olympics are going to be in L.A. in 2028, so I'll be long dead before they come back to the United States.
I know we're all doing.
But I don't have anything against the concept. And they made a big push for it. What year was it? Was it 2016?
Mm-hmm.
They had a committee that was trying to get it to come to D.C. My old friend Russ Ramsey, I think, was the chairman or certainly was involved. And, you know, could it be done logistically? I was at the 84 Olympics. And going into the 84 Olympics, the big panic was the traffic in L.A. It was going to be a disaster.
It's already a disaster.
What?
It's already a disaster, the traffic.
Well, no, that's the point. That's why everybody thought it was going to be terrible. And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
They actually organized a system where, you know, the buses that took people to and fro had lanes on I-405. And it really wasn't that bad. Now, what will happen in 2028 in L.A.? I don't know. But given the traffic in D.C., they'd have to make some serious planning ahead of time to deal with that, because the traffic in D.C. is terrible. It's one reason why I'm glad I live in Farmville, Virginia.
Right, right. By the way, just last but not least, did you happen to see the scandal that the Notre Dame swim team has gotten themselves involved in?
I actually didn't see it. What'd they do?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain, but essentially they were betting against each other. Yeah. On themselves.
Oh, so over text, they were saying, "All right, I'm going to bet $100 on you're going to be under a certain time."
So and so in 100 fly.
Yeah, and they got caught.
They weren't betting against the other teams or anything like that. It was within themselves.
Yeah, it's almost like a pool.
It was like a pool, and they suspended the team for a year.
The team is suspended. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder what happens to their scholarships that year.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Supposedly, I think it's just a Notre Dame thing. They could transfer. And they're still eligible, I think.
Well, anybody can transfer now.
Yeah.
And nobody can stop someone from transferring with the
But I think
portal,
they would still be eligible. Is
to swim at another school.
Yeah, I think.
Well, that's not a major punishment. Well, it is a punishment, though.
I mean, who wants to transfer if you don't want to?
School, and you probably don't want to transfer.
Yeah.
You know, speaking as a student. And by the way, please, I know you guys, I don't hear you guys do it, but everybody uses the phrase student athlete. And it's completely redundant, because by rule, you have to be a student to be a college athlete. And it's an NCAA way of still trying to fool us into believing that these guys are amateurs, which, especially in football and men's basketball, they're not.
Correct.
Well, and then
that's my lecture for the day.
Yeah, well, the world's changing.
A lot of barely students, let's be real.
Well, that's sort of the point.
But the kids in Notre Dame are, I guarantee
you. And then you find out they passed three classes.
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick. John, let me ask you something real quick. And I'm sure you're not up to date on all the latest NIL rules or anything. But
nobody is.
I know. So we had a little happy hour thing with some of the owners of this really popular Surfside like vodka lemonades, vodka iced teas, whatever, yesterday at a bar. Great time, great owners, blowing up. There's like a huge thing. And I was thinking, my daughter loves them. She plays volleyball at Cornell. She's of age. Would I be able to get her an NIL deal where I just got her free Surfside?
Talk to Bobby.
Absolutely. No,
would she be able to do that, or would the NCAA be against it because it's an alcohol?
Well, if she's 21, no.
Yeah, right.
You know, if she's 21, they have, it's none of their business. So the answer is no. I mean, you know, I think I've said this to you guys. The thing about the NILs is that the reason Rick Pitino is going to do very well at St. John's this year and improve the team last year is because all the rules he broke through the years no longer exist.
Yeah.
They're gone.
You're right.
So and he's got all these Wall Street buddies with a lot of money, and they're paying their team a lot of money for this coming season. They paid him a lot of money last year, and Rick still whined that they weren't good enough, even though he recruited them all. So it's a different world we're living in. The amounts of money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That people are being paid at the big time schools would blow your mind. They blow my mind. Right. And I don't know that much, but what I do know blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, my buddy pitched at Iona, and those guys hate him now. They loved him. But, you know, he had said that this was it. This was, you know, he was back home. He was never going to leave. And those guys freaking hate him now.
Oh, they do.
The Iona guys. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, well, I mean, remember, Iona at times has been big time in hoops.
Yeah.
I mean, especially years and years ago when Valvano was there.
Right.
But they've made the NCAA tournament something like 12 times. You'd have to look it up. And the only game they ever won was Valvano in 79.
Wow.
All right, well, have a great rest of the weekend, my friend.
It's going to be work. We're moving. We're moving into our house.
Yep.
Nice. All right, we'll make your son, make Danny do it all.
I would. You come and tell Danny to do it all.
All right.
I'd be delighted.
Thank you, John.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Yep.
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. They can now custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Naples to get your game ready for fall golf. Golf them by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.